Welcome to Amplify, a micro podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. My youngest daughter, who's 12, is into making felt sculptures. She's also into horses, like much of our family. She spent a good bulk of the pandemic honing her skills in creating some pretty mind-blowing works of art. Our oldest daughter owned a horse named Cody, who was the love of her life. Cody was tragically killed by a pickup truck after escaping the pasture one early morning. In honor of Cody, our eldest has commissioned a felt horse from our youngest. This hasn't actually been a good thing. There's been a lot of frustration, moaning, despair, and cries of, "I hate doing commissions," emanating from behind the closed door of our youngest daughter's bedroom. Like most creatives, it's pretty normal for her to hate commissions. When you create for someone else, and to someone else's specification, it can feel like your own natural creative drive has been co-opted by some other person's desires. It's easy, when we look at it through the lens of this literal example, to see how the creative drive is thwarted, tangled, and twisted up when we try to force it to fulfill some other intention besides letting it express itself fully through you. The muse isn't always thrilled with the idea of serving someone else's agenda. While a commission or a patronage usually results in some kind of material payoff or exchange of value, the reality is that as creatives, we often allow our own natural creative drive to be co-opted by someone else, simply by virtue of letting the voices in our own heads control our self-expression. How many times do we create something, write an element to our story, speak our truth, explore hosting a controversial guest on a podcast, create a signature talk that's provocative and lays down a hard line about something vital, something we're passionate about, and then edit ourselves? We tone down our voice, shift the focus of the story, disguise our own voice with more subtle language, push the delete button, and remove the elements that exploded from our heart just to please the agenda of our own fear of being truly seen and heard. Be honest, how much do you really edit yourself? How much do you hold yourself back from radically authentic self-expression? This question isn't about shaming you or judging you for toning it down. It's about exploring where you may have allowed yourself to muffle your own voice, your own creative drive. At the heart of compromise is a mistaken drive for perfection. We learn early on when our creative contribution is returned to us with bold red marks and clearly defined alphabetical metrics written across the top to stop exploring and experimenting. We learn that the learning process itself is not acceptable if it doesn't result in something perfect in the end. We embody the idea of perfection and define it as some kind of finished product that will please others, discounting the processes, explorations, and lessons that we gleaned from our own self-expression. We stop trying out of fear of judgment of others. We deny the muse, and we begin to allow our own agenda to be co-opted by someone else's agenda. Here's a challenge for you this week. What if you become the patron of your own art? What if you allow yourself to fully release your creative spark without the fear of getting it right or perfect, and simply allow the free expression of your creative drive to be enough? What if you commission yourself to be relentlessly passionate and committed to serving the muse? What would that look like? Here's to wildly unedited works of art and amplifying your true and relentlessly authentic voice. And if you want some support in amplifying your voice, here's a powerful next right step for you. Go to our website, www.gracepointpublishing.com, and schedule a call with our publishing consultant. Together, you're going to craft a powerful plan to get your wildly authentic message out into the world. I'm Karen Curry Parker. Thank you for joining me for Amplify.